Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 20th chapter of Joshua, we get this wonderful articulation of the need for sanctuary cities in the land that the Israelites will inhabit. It says, "Then the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, 'Say to the Israelites, appoint the cities of refuge, of which I spoke to you through Moses, so that anyone who kills a person without intent or by mistake may flee there. They shall be for you a refuge from the avenger of blood.'" You know, there are commands in the Bible that are just absolutely extraordinary. Setting aside cities of refuge was nothing short of brilliant. The concern, and you may intuit this, is that kind of prompted this action was the prevalence of blood feuds. From time to time, there'd be an accidental death, and the family of the deceased would seek revenge, even if the lethal injury occurred without malice, okay? If revenge was successfully taken, it could, though, spiral into a deadly cycle of violence between families and clans and communities. So thanks to the command of God, both Moses and Joshua recognized the need for cooler heads and clearer thinking to prevail. Therefore, sanctuary cities were set aside where an offending party could go and seek refuge until the rage that accompanied a particular death was kind of quelled a bit. A trial would be held and judgment would be rendered, but rage, right? Uncontrolled anger would not be allowed to rule the day. And I think that's brilliant. Now, there are plenty of times when anger gets the best of us and when we act too rashly or speak too harshly. In the aftermath, we often wish that we'd taken a few deep breaths, right, or paused a bit to let our rage abate before taking action or speaking our mind. Because rage can prompt us to react in ways that we wind up regretting. Taking time to cool down, especially when we don't want to, that practice can safeguard our relationships, our lives, and our communities. So the question I want you to wrestle with is simply this. What do you do when you find yourself filled with anger and contemplating revenge in whatever form it might take? What's your practice? How do you manage, whether you manage well or poorly? What do you do? And maybe how might you do it differently if you don't manage it well? Let's pray. Lord God, your words are indeed timeless. The commands of distant yesterdays have a way of speaking to me today. Speaking to us today. Your divine nature has a way of instructing our human nature. So, Lord God, we thank you, and we ask that you would help us to pause and breathe deeply the next time anger is about to get the best of us. We don't want to be full of rage, Lord, for we desire to reflect the best of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.